All right, let's give you the full sound now. This is entitled Tokyo. It is by the Brothers Johnson. We're still with the bass guitar, in a sense, featuring the late, great Louis Johnson, who used to be considered one of the godfathers of the slap technique. Wait, what do you think about that flute? I will be letting you hear more of that. Wow. Awesome musicians in this world. All right, so we're taking a look at the breakdown of three of these recommendations that Amy made. Spending quality time with Dylan, catching Dylan being good, giving Dylan a fresh start every day, and we're breaking each one of those down, starting with spending quality time. At first, she insisted that they weren't going to play games or do fun things with him because, they insisted that they weren't going to play games. They weren't going to do fun things because he couldn't behave. Amy's suggestion was that they spend positive time with him so that he would be motivated to behave. Just 15 minutes per day of their undivided attention, playing catch or playing board games, could actually improve his behavior. Quality time. Just 15 minutes per day. Can you imagine that? How many of you would have thought, oh, man, so we've got to spend 3 hours a day? 15 minutes per day. Undivided attention, though. That's the key. Undivided attention. He had their full attention. Catch Dylan being good. That was another recommendation. She encouraged them to praise any good behavior they saw, no matter how small it might seem. Then, for extra reinforcement, they should say nice things about Dylan to one another or to his grandmother or anyone else when Dylan was listening. If he could overhear his parents saying he was behaving well, he'd be extra motivated to keep up the good work. Can you see how this would also begin to negate the label as a bad kid? Yes. He's hearing them say good things to him. And then he's hearing them say good things about him. And those have different impacts. They really do. Both positive, but yet different. Similar, but not the same. It is one thing for us to hear someone as they look us in our eyes and tell us how proud they are of what we're accomplishing. It is still positive, but yet different when we overhear them telling someone else how impressed they are with our accomplishments. Amy, talking to the parents, say good things to Dylan about Dylan. Say good things about Dylan to other people, and it's okay if he overhears you saying it. Then give Dylan a fresh start every day. To help Dylan stay motivated, he needed to know he could earn privileges each day. If he had a good day at school, he could watch TV. If he got his homework done, he could earn time to play on the computer. Not just use it for academic purposes, but just for fun. Now, here's what this was coming down to. Amy was really helping the parents focus on the difference between discipline versus punishment. Now, not to say that punishment is never in order, not to say that punishment is never appropriate, but they had already been using the punishment mode and it wasn't getting the results that they wanted. So she began to share with them how they could exercise discipline instead of punishment in order to get the change that they wanted. Changing their interactions with him and using the discipline helped turn his behavior around. The father thought what the positive attention they had been given Dylan was the most effective intervention of all. Many of Dylan's behavior problems stemmed from his attempts to gain their attention, although it was negative. As soon as they started to give him daily doses of positive attention, he acted out less. Slowly, the parents gained confidence in Dylan's ability to make better choices. And once they had confidence he could follow the rules, Dylan gained confidence in himself. Now, that's important. And that's something that they had probably not even thought about. Does Dylan even believe in himself? Does Dylan believe he can behave well at home as well as at school? Or is he lacking in confidence in his ability to do well, to behave well at home? Well, here's some questions you can ask yourself when it comes to giving out harsh punishments. Knowing this, that sometimes handing out harsh punishments can backfire, do you respond positively to any of the following statements? In other words, is your answer yes to any of the statements that I'm getting ready to share? I try to shame my child into behaving. I focus on trying to control my child rather than teaching him to control himself. I have a zero tolerance policy for misbehavior. What do you answer so far? Yes to some of them, no to others? Here's another one. I punish bad behavior much more than I reward good behavior. I frequently tell my child, because I said so, when he asks the reasons behind my rules. I don't trust my child to make good choices. Wow. My child lies to get out of trouble. I use physical punishment as my main form of discipline. I think making my child suffer for misbehavior is the best way to teach him to do better. And here's the last statement. How do you answer this one? Yes, no, sometimes. When I'm angry, I say or do things to my child that I later regret. How did that go for you? Did you answer most of those yes? Did you answer most of them no? Did you answer them about equally yes, no? Again, we're looking for ways to positively impact our children so that we get the change that we want, or changes that we want. Punishments may be physical, like slapping, spanking, paddling. Punishment can be verbal, like screaming, swearing, name calling. Public humiliation or shame also falls into the punishment category. As I said before, punishment is not always inappropriate. Sometimes punishment is what's needed. But very often, discipline can get the job done. I would say, don't be too hard on yourself. And just like we want our children to go about the business of having confidence in themselves that they can do what needs to be done and do it well, let's be confident in ourselves as parents that we can make the right choices and work with our children in the right ways in order to prompt them to make the changes that we want them to make and that they need to make so that life will go better for them. They'll enjoy life more. talking about our children, right? Wow. What a great reason to allow some of life's best moments to come through us.